T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Yeah, Chicago sports for sure.
Afternoons on the Score.
You take a team over the last couple of years that didn't play particularly good defense and bring back the same guys and they don't play good defense, you can't be surprised. When the team is not running the bases real well and continues not to run the bases real well, you can't be surprised when they don't run the bases real well. But that's in acquiring guys. You have to find some guys. If you want to assemble your team, you have to find some guys who can do all of those things. And I know that they're out there. I see some other teams who play pretty good defense, and those teams will usually win close games, usually win divisions.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons on the Score.
Steve Stone, one of the best analysts in the game, being very critical, more so recently, of the product that the White Sox have been putting on the field.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And it's been more kind of holistic conversation. That, an example of one of the times where he talks about, well, the entire thing, the whole organization, everything they do from top to bottom, and how it is all part and parcel of why they are here at one trade deadline looking to solve everything.
And they don't have a lot of prospects to do it.
Right.
And, like, who would you even trade? You know, like, what are the biggest, what's the biggest level of player they could acquire by trading prospects from one of the worst farm systems in baseball?
If they traded Oscar Colas and Colson Montgomery, they could get a pretty damn good player. I think they could.
One. Pretty good player.
Yes.
Oscar Colas could also be your solution as a left-handed bat.
He could. Like right now,
he's,
you mean?
He's mashing the ball.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially if you have no real intention on spending money in free agency and you just call that guy up next year and maybe you can get a little lucky and he stays healthy.
Hey!
That's their plan.
There's the White Sox plan,
that's
baby.
That's what they do. Yeah.
That is exactly what they do.
That's what the Bulls did for a decade and a half.
It's true.
Right? The best team that they put together was because of 1.7% chance getting Derrick Rose.
I mean, sure it's not luck when you – I shouldn't say luck. It's not luck when you call up a young player who you have money invested in and they come up and they perform for you. That's really how an organization should operate. But when you talk about it through the White Sox lens,
yes,
it seems it's doubtful, right?
Yeah, well, because they don't do the other stuff. They don't try to win in the margins. They don't really value defense holistically. They don't scout and develop super well. They hope their players are good enough. They don't seem to care about the manager or the coaching staff. They just hope their players are good enough. Here's the thing, Danny. What I want to trade for, you can't really trade for. For instance, here's some things I'd like to trade for.
Okay, what do you want the White Sox to trade for?
I'd like to trade their entire scouting and development system for another organization's entire scouting and development system. Can I do that? An entire army of scouts and minor league coaches and everybody. I hereby propose we trade for the Dodgers scouting and development system. We got Dodgers or Rays, perhaps? You got options.
Listen, I'm not as familiar with the intricacies of your game,
mm-hmm.
but I don't believe you can.
You can't do that?
What's it called? Do that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's too
Nor
bad.
Do I believe any team would do that.
What if I threw in a Hall of Fame manager in the deal? Could I sweeten it that way?
Well, does he have multiple DUIs, during one of which he referred to himself as a Hall of Famer baseball person?
He does indeed.
Oh, now I might be interested.
Okay, so I can't trade for that. I'd like to trade for a manager. If I could trade for a manager.
No.
Terry Francona. I'd like to trade for Terry Francona.
Okay.
I think that would be the guy. Is there somebody else? Bob Melvin? Anybody?
Well, you know, I always like to throw this in there. Remember, folks, you could have just had Terry Francona 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was the same offseason as Robin Ventura. Terry Francona is still there in Cleveland, took that job that same offseason.
He doesn't have ties to the White Sox, man.
Yeah,
it's
he
not
does.
Like he ever
he
managed
Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah. I know, I was kidding. Double A Birmingham. Yes. He could have been there. That's absolutely right. It's absolutely right. All right.
Still there.
Still there. So you had the graphic done for AJ Hinch and everything.
God.
It's so crazy, man. Like someone said, hey, is it ever on the players or does it all come back to the manager? I have been like talking a lot about the players who are underperforming, and I agree with the sentiment that sometimes they don't catch enough heat.
Mm-hmm.
But the likability and energy being sapped from the team, it is hard not to put that almost entirely on the manager.
Yes.
And because you take on the personality of your manager. He speaks pre and post game every day, except for today, for some weird unknown reason. Like, it is hard to imagine if you had a different, younger, more red-ass, fiery manager, the White Sox, with the swag and cool factor that they have displayed the last couple of years, looking like this.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just hard to imagine.
And things don't get fixed. That's the
that
things are obvious problems and do not get dealt with and fixed. They continue to do things stupidly. And a really good, attentive, energetic, modern manager doesn't allow that to take place. Modern coaching staff does not allow that to take place. So far, I want to trade for a scouting and development system and a manager. And
okay, those two things, you're not allowed to trade them.
All right, how about an owner? Should we trade?
Can't trade owners
I'd like
either.
To trade. What owner would you like to trade for in all of baseball?
Remember how quickly we GoFundMe'd that like $126 to get Danny a Brian Goodwin jersey?
Yes, that was fast.
If I open the Venmo right now, I have no problem buying the White Sox. No problem doing it.
Oh, you'd be a good owner.
I'd get you Jock Peterson today. You'd have at least Jock Peterson. You'd have the ailing and falling off a cliff Noah Syndergaard. I'd get someone for you.
Seriously.
I would put a new baseball player on the team before the deadline.
A left-handed corner outfielder, perhaps?
I would just put a left-handed person on the roster for you and see what they can do.
My sister's left-handed.
Damn it!
He's getting very shangry.
He really is.
Shangry. They got Diekman.
That's a left-handed person.
That's a left-handed person.
He's a pitcher, though.
Did he hit?
Diekman's wife and Liam Hendricks' wife, best friends.
Are they really?
Maybe that will improve chemistry.
So that's who Rick Hahn was asking about.
Yes.
When he was asking Liam Hendricks, like, would this guy fit in or not, and Liam mentioned it. He's asking about Jake Diekman. Hey, you guys were together in Oakland.
Jake Diekman's wife is basically Yonder Alonso.
One in the same.
Can't believe Liam Hendricks said Juan Soto is not a good clubhouse guy.
No. You take that back, Liam. That's why he's not here. How about the Padres owner? You want the Padres owner?
Yeah, they're the best organization in baseball, even though they haven't won a World Series.
Okay.
They really are.
All right.
Like, oh, God. So your solution on trade deadline day is to trade for things that the sport doesn't allow you to trade?
I'm going
to
trade for
That's
a general manager. I'll trade Rick Hahn. Yes. Oh, absolutely I'll trade Rick Hahn, Shane.
No.
There are plenty of mistakes on the ledger of one Rick Hahn. Dallas Keuchel contract.
Rick, have you ever felt handcuffed either in free agency or at the trade deadline? Not at the trade deadline.
That was the answer. That was a great answer.
That was a good answer.
Okay.
It's not his fault.
Oh, what? Hey, man. Somebody has to offer Adam Eaton that contract. It's not him.
Kenny.
Somebody has to not offer Kyle Schwarber that contract.
Also Kenny.
I want Alex Anthopoulos of the Atlanta Braves. That's the guy that I want. Look at the dudes they have locked up. Talk about locking up the right guys. They've locked up now Austin Riley after yesterday, Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna Jr. They've locked up the correct people. And they keep scouting and developing, and they're smart. And they
I
do
hear
front
you,
offices
but,
things
but
together.
Like, what are you doing to White Sox fans right now? What, is this just torture? Is it, it's just
a lot more fun than being a White Sox fan.
Be like, hey, guys, I don't know if you know this, but the people that do the most important things for your organization are not that good at it, and they're people that are better at it doing things for your competitors.
You're the one who suggested this one. Let's trade the fan base. Let's trade the White Sox
fan
base.
Don't out me for something that I said in jest off the air when you were talking about trading things on the air.
That was in jest off the air?
Hey, no, hey.
How did it get on the list? I've added it to the list.
I meant it.
Yeah, things that happen in the meeting should be considered as fair game.
I think that's true.
In fairness, I did say trade White Sox fans for Buffalo Bills fans.
I like that a lot.
Bills fans are pretty fun.
And of course,
congratulations.
yeah, we'd have Fichtner here. Like, don't take it personally. I would trade Cubs fans for Bills fans. Too.
Yeah.
Like,
I love it. Of course.
I would trade Bears fans for Bills fans.
You went to the
totally
NFL.
Honest.
It's just a way to bring the conversation to the NFL. I know you.
That's right.
That's how you work.
That is 100% true.
Yeah, imagine if the Buffalo Bills fans were White Sox fans.
That would be
fun. It'd be a much more positive atmosphere.
Well, they'd be burning a lot more things in the parking lot at Guaranteed Rate Field. That'd be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Like some property destruction. It'd be bring a little element to those games. I got to say, I am a little disappointed in White Sox fans. Like, you got those Fire Tony chants going early, went on a 6-game road trip, came back, I think went like 3-3 or 4-2, and all of a sudden...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm not seeing a lot of organization out of there. Because you guys do yell some funny things.
Yeah, there's a lot of good yelling that's going on.
White Sox fans yell some funny things during games.
We want machines.
It's great. I want to be friends with that guy. We want machines about the robot ups when there's a bad strike zone. The two-strike intentional walk. White Sox fans are funny.
Oh, man.
Probably
what was that one?
Tony, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, Tony.
Tony,
what are you doing? That's evergreen.
It's been a good year of White Sox fans yelling things by the NBC Sports Chicago mic.
But last night, the guy who was yelling, I think, knew that he was close enough to the mic because he wasn't even yelling. He was just enunciating beautifully.
Witt has become basically their everyday shortstop.
Hey, Blue, check the voicemail. You missed another call.
Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be a really top-of-the-line player.
Impeccable timing from Len and Steve, too.
They
have that in their ear. They know it's there.
They left the hole perfectly right there.
Witt has become basically their everyday shortstop.
Hey, Blue, check the voicemail. You missed another call.
Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be a really top of the line player.
Hey, Blue, check your voicemail. You missed another call.
Hey, Blue, check the voicemail. You missed another call.
You know, you save that for softball, for Mike Lewis.
Shane.
I almost got thrown out last night.
Did you really? Yeah. I saw you were arguing with him last week.
Yeah. No.
That's
this was
he
the mic.
We had, he's bad at his job.
Well, no, we had Sherm, the guy who is quite the limper and cannot get out from behind home plate to look at calls.
Oh,
almost got thrown out from third base last
that
night.
Lewis, he trained him.
Mike.
His protege?
Mike Lewis is a good umpire.
Okay.
And a wonderful man.
Wonderful man.
Except he's bad at his job, which is umpire.
I enjoyed that guy. He took like 9 selfies. Mike Lewis took like 9 selfies with me when I went to the game last week.
That's good.
Check the voicemail. You missed another call.
Doesn't that sound like that guy knew exactly where he was in relation to the crowd mic for the broadcast?
He does. I want to meet him. Shane, you're really good at tracking people down.
Yeah.
Can we track down where that guy was sitting?
Sure. I don't think so, but
I would love to get. I'd love to get a member of the mob into that seat and have him yell things under the broadcast.
I'll just talk to Ziggy and see where his field mics are.
Yeah, there you go.
Look, man, that's any of our dads. Shane, where was your dad last night? I don't know where my dad was last night. It could have been any of our dads. Sox fans out there, call your dad, see if that was him. You should probably call your dad anyway. It's always a good move.
You know, just say hello anyway. Yeah, your dad would probably enjoy it. Go ahead, call your dad, say hello, tell him you love him, tell him thanks for making you a White Sox fan. But, oh, by the way, was that you next to the crowd mic last night?
Check the voicemail. You missed another call.
Think of the possibilities of if we had that kind of access. Forget getting a mob sign on the broadcast in the two rows behind home plate.
Yeah, that's not going well.
We could get an audio commercial during the TV broadcast every inning.
Listen to Parker, this Beagle on the score.
And just every inning. 2-6. They were nominated for a Marconi.
M-O-B.
All day.
M-O-B.
Just Benetti loses his mind. Steve Stone stops coming on.
M-O-B.
The White Sox.
Hey, congratulations. Just people,
that would be funny.
Right? People start spouting just random bits of sound from this show.
Might be the only way I get my name on that broadcast.
Shane Reardon.
That's how it happens. Shane, you finally got a mention on the broadcast. Okay. Granted, it was a member of the mob screaming into the crowd mic, but it was there.
Now we have to make it happen. I'm committed.
All right, so my Venmo is open. Let's get people to scout seats, and we'll get them down as close to the field there as possible.
We got to find out where the mic is.
Now, where's the mic? Where is the seat closest to the crowd mic? I will buy the ticket. And we will put a member of the mob there with a loud voice.
Mike Esposito just texted me and said he'll be in section 130 tonight if we need him to yell anything.
Okay, well, tell him to look where the crowd mic is. Because I love Ziggy, but Ziggy's in charge of the radio broadcast. This was the television broadcast.
Right, but they tap into the same microphone.
Oh, well, then there it is. There it is. If it is the same microphone as the crowd mic, then Ziggy should be able to tell us. Yeah,
I'm asking Ziggy now.
Nice.
What if we just got people to just say ridiculous things about the show and fire Tony? Just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it was our guy. We could have a correspondent. I think Benetti might end our friendship.
Third member of the crew.
Right? It would be incredible. Uh-huh. Benetti, Stone, and a member of the mob.
Let's go down to the third member of the crew.
Witt has become basically their everyday shortstop.
Hey, Blue, check the voicemail. You missed another call.
Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be a really top-of-the-line player.
That is leaving that person a perfect broadcast hole.
I can't wait to talk to Stoney about that tomorrow.
Mango!
Mango!
Is someone yelling mango? God, that would be incredible.
Oh, it's so good. Witt has become the starting shortstop. You know, I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
It's just perfect. Oh, poor you.
Yeah.
It's great.
So we're not trading fan bases now?
No, we're not trading fan bases. Okay. But we are.
How about ballparks?
It has become basically their everyday shortstop.
Mango?
Right? I think the only thing that could make Stoney and Benetti better is a drunken member of the mob with scripted lines that we give him and a ticket that we've purchased near the crowd.
Because we're not trading for a broadcast crew. We don't need to do that. We're good with the broadcast crew.
No, broadcast crew's great.
We just need to add another member to it, somebody from the mob.
Yeah. Dexter. Pretty sure that was my buddy Brendan.
That sounds like a Brendan. Yeah. I know Brendan. So that sounds like a Brendan.
But yeah, we got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get people there. We got to get confirmation on where it is. This is a very good idea. I like it a lot. It's perfect. Bob Nightingale
We could have him on the show, I'm told.
Yeah.
If we wanted to.
He tweeted,
if you guys want to have Bob Nightingale on, you guys can certainly do that.
Thank you.
A year ago, after not getting the offers they anticipated, the Chicago Cubs mulled the possibility of keeping Chris Bryant and collecting a draft pick. Now they are faced with the same dilemma for all-star catcher Wilson Contreras. Trade him or keep him for a draft pick. Now, that's not telling us anything we don't know, but
yeah, no,
is it possible here that it's happened?
I got 42 minutes left to go. They're clearly playing chicken.
Jeff Passan just tweeted 7 minutes ago in response to Bleacher Nation. Bleacher Nation wrote, Jesse Rogers and Jeff Passan are wondering on ESPN, not saying, but wondering if the Cubs overplayed their hand on Contreras and Happ by holding firm to very high price tags up to this moment. Rogers speculates further that the Cubs were really waiting on San Diego. Passan responded and said, an hour is a really long time. He said that 7 minutes ago. So he still believes that they're getting traded. I cannot envision a world in which we are not playing the Wilson Contreras Goodfellas treatment that Taney has ready on the show today. I can't imagine it.
Uh-oh. When you say it like that, I think about La Russa becoming a manager. I think about the assurance in the voice of a Danny Parkins.
I'm going to go, all right, I'll say it. I did it to the White Sox. Unintentionally, I'll do it to the Cubs. There is a 0% chance that the Cubs do not trade Wilson Contreras.
Mark the tape.
Dude, they'll lower the price. You're not putting that guy through this entire thing only to keep him so that you can win 62 games.
But if you're not getting anything that you want, you think the draft pick might be better? Think you might trust your scouting and development team?
I think you mentioned this on Hit and Run a bunch. Maybe we talked about it here. But the good teams that don't necessarily have an elite offensive catcher, they don't care.
Yeah.
As long as their guy can handle their pitching staff and frame it well,
absolutely.
They don't care.
Absolutely. I've mentioned it. And look, at the couple catchers have moved. Kurt Casale just moved now from the Giants to the Mariners. Really good defensive catcher and handler of pitchers. Christian Vasquez, the Astros did go out and get a catcher. Color me surprised on that one. But Christian Vasquez, who can hit and has hit in the clutch at times, is a terrific defensive catcher and handler of pitchers. This is not Wilson Contreras's strength and tour de force. If you're the Mets, you've acquired so many other bats that are DH possibles. You've got Vogelback. You've got Darren Ruff today. They picked up Tyler Naquin a couple of days ago. You've got other guys who can DH. You get Contreras, he's going to have to be your catcher. You want to trust Wilson Contreras to catch Max Scherzer? And oh, by the way, Jacob deGrom, who comes back tonight? Are those guys going to want to throw to Contreras? I don't think so.
He's caught big games for big pitchers before. He makes your team better. He is a great offensive player.
It's tough for a catcher to learn a pitching staff. I know it's tough for a catcher to learn a pitching staff on the fly, especially when he is not known for learning pitching staffs quickly. He's not known for that. And being trusted by the aces on this team. We've seen, you know, Victor Caratini be the choice for Yu Darvish. You've heard Kyle Hendricks rave about Yan Gomes. Those are the kinds of guys, those are the kind of catchers teams acquire now. They don't acquire offensive catchers very much in the middle of a season because it's a very tricky thing. Defense matters at that position more than anywhere else.
Good teams don't care about having offensive catchers and the White's elite offensive catchers, and the White Sox don't care about having elite offensive position players anywhere.
Right. Well, but they're, to your point, Yasmani Grandal is not a guy who was trusted to catch by the Dodgers in the postseason when he was there.
They got rid of the masturbator yesterday. They sent him to Boston. Yeah, that was your elite defensive catcher.
Mm. Well, that Sebi took that job.
Oh, he's so elite. Guy sucks too. See that at bat last night, that three straight sliders that he just swung at outside of the zone from either Stedman or whatever the hell the other guy's name is with the long hair? I hate it. I'm going home.
It's a tough time to be a White Sox fan. They're not doing anything. You know why? Because their problems are bigger than one or two players. That was the point of that silly exercise that I did, is pointing out that the problems are way, way bigger than one or two little trades to transform a team here at the deadline. They have systemic issues.
That was good of you to do something with that had a point. We should try that more often. That was good. That was good. There was an overarching point to suggesting that they trade the scouting and development staff and the front office and ownership.
I'm so glad you're back.
I'm just saying. It's like, oh, there's a point to what we're dealing here.
It was a bit with a point.
It was a bit rounded up in a point.
Take that note. You like that.
Right, no, it was very good.
Good.
Very, very good.
Here's a good idea.
Yes.
Have a point.
Thank you.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
I don't know. You've had lots of points, and I think they're overrated sometimes.
I understand. I get it.
Right. You're right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ian Happ was amazing on the station earlier today. This is going to be weird. Like, hearing the emotion of a player who thinks he is getting traded and now might not be getting traded. Like, the agony of which these guys deal with these rumors as we're still moving up to the deadline. You can hear from Ian Happ coming up. Park and Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.